ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानन्दमाधवम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैस्साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यं समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनः यस्यान्तन्न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः। देवाय तस्मै नमः। ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः। अथ कर्मयोगो नाम तृतीयोऽध्यायः। अर्जुन उवाच, जायसी चेत्कर्मणस्ते मता बुद्धिर्जनार्दन, तत्किं कर्मणि घोरे मान्योजयसि केशव। व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे, तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्। श्रीभगवानुवाच, लोकेऽस्मिन् द्विविधा निष्ठा पुरा प्रोक्ता मया नघ, ज्ञानयोगेन साङ्ख्यानां कर्मयोगेन योगिनाम्। न कर्मणामनारम्भान्नैष्कर्म्यम् पुरुषोऽश्नुते, न च सन्न्यसनादेव सिद्धिम् समधिगच्छति। न हि कश्चित्क्षणमपि जातु तिष्ठत्यकर्मकृत्, कार्यते ह्यवशः कर्म सर्वः प्रकृतिजैर्गुणैः। कर्मेन्द्रियाणि संयम्य य आस्ते मनसा स्मरन् इन्द्रियार्थान् विमूढात्मा मिथ्याचारः स उच्यते। यस्त्विन्द्रियाणि मनसा नियम्यारभतेऽर्जुन, कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगमसक्तः स विशिष्यते। नियतं कुरु कर्म त्वं कर्म ज्यायो ह्यकर्मणः, शरीरयात्रापि च ते न प्रसिद्ध्येद कर्मणः। यज्ञार्थात् कर्मणोऽन्यत्र लोकोऽयं कर्मबन्धनः, तदर्थं कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्तसङ्गः समाचर। So we have seen very clearly here. Our body, minds, and complex being the product of elements, elemental product, and being subject to Maya also, the ignorance also, these powers manifest as gunas, choicelessly make us do the actions, make us, in a sense, we are impelled to be involved in activities. So it is not possible for a person to remain even for a second without doing anything. Therefore, one has to do one's ordained duties, otherwise one will end up doing the wrong things. Again, Bhagavan said, important lesson yesterday, what I wanted to mention is, the word adhikari, I want it to remember this adhikari, adhikaritvam, adhikritatvam. When I say the person who is eligible, who is suitable and for understanding certain things, for doing certain things, he is called adhikari. But one more meaning of the word adhikari is, the one who is allowed to do certain things as his duties. Like that, brahmachari is adhikritaha, adhikari, to do whatever Vedashastram has ordained as brahmacharya dharmaha. The duties of an unmarried student. So, grastaha is adhikritaha, adhikari, to do certain duties prescribed for a grastashrama. So, vanaprasthi has his soul. He is adhikari for certain things. So, sannyasi also has his own duties. Though not obligated duties, sannyasi also is prescribed, certain things are prescribed for him. So, in keeping with the difference in the ashramas, for people of different ashramas, different stages, different, okay, the duties have been prescribed by the Shastra. So, one has to do those duties. And who can do those duties? Only a person who follows the way of life enjoined by the Shastra. And who is the one who can follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastra? Only a person who has Shraddha in the Shastra. The person who does not know Shastra, does not have any Shraddha in the Shastra, cannot follow. Even if a person knows that such a pramanam called Veda exists, a person does not accept Veda as the pramanam, has no Shraddha, faith in the teaching, then he cannot follow the teaching. Such a person, there is no adhikaritam, adhikritatvam. Therefore, Bhagavan made it very clear yesterday, and doing one's duty is ordained by the Shastra, for which he is adhikari, that is also niyatam karma, nitya karma. And a person, it is very important for one to be involved in one's own duties for which he is adhikari, he has adhikritatvam, then he can enjoy much greater benefits. Therefore, it is superior to remaining without doing any actions. And remaining physically inactive without doing anything, wasting one's time in the non-fruitful things, without knowledge, does not lead a person to any distance from where he is. There will not be any progress on the part of the person. There will not be anything which can be accomplished by the person. Not only nothing can be accomplished by the person, in fact, he will be ruined by such lifestyle. So, Bhagavan, that's why it's very, very important to avoid such a situation of wasting one's this precious human span of life. Or to make all possible efforts to live one's life properly. And properly living one's life means living one's life in keeping with the teachings of the Shastram. And living one's life in keeping the teaching of the Shastra means one should know, first of all, one's mental preparedness. One should know, of course, one should know one's own mind. How much mastery a person has over one's thoughts, emotions, how a person is capable of handling one's anger, how a person is capable of handling one's desires, biological needs, emotional needs. A person should know. Once a person knows, one can make out one's weaknesses. One can know one's strength also. Accordingly, one must choose. To make one's life proper, one must choose the discipline prescribed by the Shastra. With the help of the Shastra study only. Shastra study, proper study, with the help of, from a competent teacher, will definitely help one make an appropriate decision which discipline one should follow in life. If a person lives a life of karma yoga, definitely he's on the right track, and no doubt there's all possibility of earning Bhagavan's abundance of grace, thereby to become mentally prepared, Thereby, it is possible for one to have mental purification, mental steadiness. So that is how a person can effortlessly travel, continue his journey in the form of following the discipline of Jnana Yoga effortlessly. So at every step of the Jnana Yoga, the person will benefit and definitely he'll attain Jnanam and he'll discover freedom. So for a Karma Yogi, no doubt life will be successful absolutely, the long run. So a person who is already prepared enough, who knows, a person as a Vidisha Sannyasi, he knows, he has lived his life of Karma Yoga, and he, by Bhagavan's grace, it is all by Bhagavan's grace, a person earns adequate preparedness, adequate mental purification, mental steadiness. The person has Viveka Vairagya means, naturally, and he wants to spend entire life only for the pursuit of Jnanam. If a person can commit himself to the pursuit of Jnanam totally, to exclusion of everything else, then he is a Vividisha Sannyasi. Of course, as a Vividisha Sannyasi, and he can follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga in keeping with the requirement, but he should begin with the Shravanam or begin with the Shravanam. And second thing, the person has gone through the discipline of Shravanam and Mananam also, and he has got this clear understanding, Aham Brahmasmi, and there's nothing which is not Brahman. Everything other than Brahman is Mithya. Mithya, the whole Jagat is Mithya, appearance of Satyam Brahma. With that Brahma Ahamasmi, therefore I am the whole. If the understanding is very clear, but still it is not possible for the person to remember always, and then so he is not able to enjoy the benefit of the Jnanam, then he needs to do some more, little more homework in the form of Nididhyasanam, as I mentioned, which a person can do independently without the teacher. So to go through that mental Nididhyasanam also, the person must have that mental disposition. And with that adequate, appropriate, contemplative mental disposition, the person who is given to the discipline of contemplation, Nididhyasanam, is a Vidvat Sannyasi. Of course, for him, there's no doubt. Very soon, his knowledge will become ascertained, assimilated, and he can enjoy the benefit of Jnanam. So he can discover freedom. He can attain Jivan Mukti. He can attain Satyo Mukti. This is how following any discipline, fitting oneself in the right place, right discipline, prescribed by the Shastra means we are holding on to Shruti Mata. We are on the lap of Shruti Mata. Then we are safe. But without preparedness, without following the life of Karma Yoga, living life of Karma Yoga, without following the discipline of Karma Yoga, and without being eligible for sannyasa, simply taking the life of sannyasa without any preparedness, dwelling upon the worldly things, sense objects, is actually will not help a person in any way to achieve anything in life. Such a person is a hypocrite because he cannot be successful as a sannyasi. He'd be utter failure because he's not prepared for such. He doesn't have that such a mental readiness. And he cannot have the, he can, there's no possibility of becoming mentally pure and steady also. There's no possibility of having even Vairagyam also, because the person does not live a life of Karma Yoga. Therefore, there's no, that is very dangerous. In the long run, it will lead to disaster. Therefore, Bhagavan said, one must choose to. One must know one's duties. One must do one's duties. Bhagavan said, Niyatam karma tvam kuru. All that you have seen in yesterday's class. Let me come to today's class. And Bhagavan said, even the maintaining one's physical health is not possible a person is inactive. Having said that, we have to go to the next verse. Yajñārthāt karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangas samachara. It's a beautiful verse where Bhagavan again states another fact. Yajñārthāt karmanah anyatra ayam lokaha karma bandhanaha. Ayam lokaha here means this world of human beings becomes bound by karma, karma bandhanaha. This world, ayam lokaha here means the people here. This world of human beings becomes bound by bondage of karma, bound by karma, karma bandhanaha, unless, otherwise, a person performs one's duties for the sake of yajna. See, the word yajna, please make note, the word yajna literally means a fire ritual. The word yajna also means a Vedic form of worship. But here, the word yajna means Bhagavan. Yajñārtham karma. So, performance of an action for the sake of Ishvara. Yajna, for the sake of means what? For Ishvara does not require our karma. As an offering to Ishvara, as worship of Ishvara, doing one's duties, doing the needful, as ordained by the Shastram, knowing one's responsibilities, knowing one's duties, knowing one's roles, is in fact itself becomes worship of Ishvara. Yajñārthāt karmanah anyatra ayam lokaha karma bandhanah. So here the word ayam lokaha does not mean this world, this world of human beings. So this human being, this world of human beings becomes bound by karma. Yajñārthāt karma means performance of actions for yajñaha. Yajñaha is one of the names of Bhagavan. One of the names of the Lord, Ishvaraha. When I say Ishvara, we don't need to worry whether it's a Shiva or Vishnu. Vishnu is one of the names of Ishvara, Bhagavan. Shiva is also one of the names of Bhagavan. We have only Bhagavan. Therefore, only Bhagavan. This is the second thing other than Bhagavan here. So, Yajñaha, just as Shiva is one of the names, Vishnu is one of the names, Brahma is one of the names, Yajñaha is also one of the names of Bhagavan, the all-pervasive Lord. Therefore, Yajñārtham karma means performance of all one's niyata karmani. Niyata karmani means what? Prescribed, ordained duties. So performance of prescribed, ordained duties means performing one's nityanaimittika karmani. To make it short, simple, involving oneself in pancha maha yajñaha. Fivefold worship, five forms of worship. So doing one's nityanaimittika karmani or one's duties itself becomes living a life of panchamaha yajñas. Living a life of panchamaha yajñas means what? Converting the whole life into a life of worship. Following Panchamahayagnas itself is converting the whole life into a life of worship, thereby filling one's life with Bhagavan. Having one's life filled with Bhagavan. In Pooja Swamiji's language, you know, Iraivanai Nirappudal, Vaalkail Nirappudal. So living life of Panchamahayagnas means the Kamya karmas becomes omitted. Prayaschitta karmas also become omitted. Nishiddha karmas become omitted. One's commitment is only to perform Nityanaimittika karmas. Therefore, Yajnartham Ishwarartham karma means performing one's regular duties. Avoiding, I mean, to the exclusion of Prayaschitta Nishiddha Kamya karmas. And if karmas are performed as worship of Ishvara, then it is yajnartham karma, yajnartat, yajnartat, karmanaha. The fifth case is there. The reason is given, unless a person, this world of human beings performs, with all these people, if perform their actions as worship of Ishvara, definitely, these karmas will bind a person, bind people. Otherwise means what? If a person does not follow Neta Karmani, definitely he'll end up doing what? If a person is involved only in Prayaschitta karmas, or he is involved in Nishiddha karmas, or Kamya karmas, definitely those karmas will bind a person. Nityanaimittika karmani will not bind a person. Nityanaimittika karmani will neutralize the papams. Thereby it will contribute for mental preparation. Thereby it will pave way for the attainment of jnanam. Ultimately for attaining moksha. It becomes an indirect means of attainment of moksha. Therefore, it is said, yajna arthat karmanaha. Other than the performance of actions as worship of Ishvara, ayam lokaha karma bandhanaha. Definitely, people will be bound by karma. Tadartham he kaunteya. Tadartham means for that person, for the sake of worship, doing your duties as worship of Ishvara. Tadartham mukta sangaha karma samachara. He kaunteya mukta sangaha karma samachara. Mukta sangaha sangat muktaha mukta sangaha. Yaha muktaha sangat, sa mukta sangaha. As the one who is free from attachment, may you perform your duties. Samachara. May you, achara means do, perform. But samachara, may you do your duties properly, being free from attachment. So without attachment means what? Without being dependent. So without being dependent on the results of actions for your security and happiness, may you do, let the full focus be on your duties, and let that attitude be there that if they are performed as in worship of the Ishvara, and thereby may you prepare yourself. Tadartham, hey Kaunteya, tadartham karma samachara, mukta sangha. Very important word is mukta, katham samachara, how you should perform your duties, mukta sangha. This is the literal meaning of the words, verse here. Okay. So, yajnyarthat karmanaha, anyatra, otherwise. Ayam lokaha karma bandhanaha. You can't help because all other karmas will definitely produce the results and be bound by those karmas. You're helpless. Karma, any karma produces result. Therefore, the result has to be exhausted. And to exhaust the result, one has to be born again. This is how performance of these any actions definitely binds a person. But if you do not want the karma to be bind you, if you do not want to be bound by karma, then perform what? The niyatam karma, the prescribed duties. Prescribed duties are what? Nitya karma and naimittika karmani. And how you do it? In conformity with dharma. And with what attitude do you do it? As worship of Ishvara. If a person performs those karmas or prescribed duties, the proper attitude as a worship of Ishvara, then there is no bondage. Otherwise, anyatra, elsewhere means what? Involving oneself in, if a person does not do these duties, definitely one will end up doing other activities. And other activities, it may be in the form of prayaschitta karmas or kamya karmas or pratishuddha karmas also, prohibited actions also, and one will helplessly accumulate papam. Either person in his punyam also, definitely he'll be bound by samsara, bound by karma. And here, let's see the bhashyam here. The word yajnaha is the first word. So here Bhagavad Pada says, yajnaha, yajno vai vishnuhu. Yajno vai vishnuhu is a nice expression, the statement from Taittiriya Samhita. Is the fourth, the mantra of the seventh section of the first chapter of Taittiriya Samhita. Yajno vai vishnuhu. Yajnaha is indeed the name of Bhagavan, all-pervasive Lord. Iti shrutehe. So yajnaha being the name of, the word yajnaha being name of the Lord, all-pervasive Lord, is understood from the Taittiriya Samhita. It's a Suti's expression. So yajnaha is equal to Ishwaraha. Tadartham yat kriyate tat yajnartham karma. Tadartham means what? Ishwaratham. Yajnaha Ishwaraha. So tadartham means yajnartham yat kriyate. The action which is performed for the purpose of, for that sake means what? For yajna, yajnartham karma. There's Ishwarartham karma. Yajnartham karma means Ishwarartham karma. The action, any duty which is performed for the purpose of Ishvara, means as a worship of Ishvara. Yajnartham karma means Ishvara aradhanartham karma. Bhagavad aradhanartham karma. So karma itself is what? Bhagavad aradhanam. Work itself becomes worship. If a person consciously, thoughtfully performs on Nitya Naimittika karmas, that prescribed duties, Nitam karma, then that karma is what? Ishwara Aradhanam. That work itself becomes worship of the Lord. Tasmat karmanaha, tasmat karmanaha anyatra. Tasmat karmanaha means what? Other than that karma, other than that karma, the action, the karma which is performed as worship for the sake of Ishwara, anyatra, anyatra means, anyatra literally means elsewhere. Anyatra is equal to anyena karmana, anyena karmana, by any other karma, by other karma, by other karmas, karmas other than the karma performed as worship of Ishwara, performed for the sake of Ishwara, lokaha ayam adhikritaha karma krithu. Lokaha ayam adhikritaha karma krithu. Karma bandhanaha. So lokaha ayam adhikritaha. Adhikritaha karma krithu. Adhikritaha karma krithu means what? The person who knows one's duties is adhikritaha. The person who knows what has been ordained by the shastram for him is adhikritaha here. The person who knows what has been ordained by the shastram for him as a brahmachari, the person who knows his stage, knows his varna, knows his duties, knows his role play, that the person knows that what has been ordained by Vedashastram for him. That means the person who knows what has been ordained by the Shastram for him definitely must be the person who is given to the way of life ordained by the Shastram, who having tremendous Shaddha in the Shastram. Shaddhavan Purushaha Adhikritaha. Kaha Adhikritaha? Shaddhavan Veda Shastre Shaddhavan Purusha Eva Adhikritaha here. The person having Shaddha, in, who has Shaddha in the Shastram, who follows the instruction of the Shastram, is the one who knows what he is eligible to do. And such a person is a Karmakrita, Adhikritaha Karmakrita. The performer of action, knowing one's duties, with the Shaddha in the Shastram. You have to say, performer of one's duties, knowing one's duties, as prescribed by the Shastram, because of the Shaddha he has in the Shastram, is Adhikritaha Karmakrita. And such a person is the person who is the one who is given to the life of Panchamahayajnas. So Adhikritaha Karmakrit is the person who involves himself in Panchamahayajnas. Thereby, who converts his life into a life of worship. For such a person, he is a karma yogi. So he does his duties as prescribed by the Shastram. So he has Shraddha in the Shastram. Naturally, such a person choicelessly lives a life of Panchamahayajnas. You know, he converts his life into a life of, life is a life filled with worship of Bhagavan in the form of Shastram, in the form of Devatas, in the form of Pitrus in the form of human beings, in the form of other living beings, in the form of Divine Shastra. Therefore, your whole life becomes a worshipful life. He converts his life into life of worship. Such a person, in due course of time, will tap abundance of Bhagavan's grace and he will become, he will discover Viveka, he will have Vairagyam, he will be blessed with the Jnanam, he will attain Mokshaha, no doubt. Otherwise, Karma Bandhanaha. When a person does not do what should be done by him, he'll end up doing prohibited actions, a result of which the person will accumulate papam. And even if he does not do papa karma, he does something else, also he'll be bound by karma. So karma bandhanaha. So karma bandhanam, yes, sir, karma bandhanaha. So if a person does not even have Shraddha in the Shastram, he does not know, do the needful in keeping the instruction of the Shastram, then he will end up accumulating karma phalani to result in bondage. That is the teaching of this verse. Therefore, yajnarthat karmanaha anyatra. If a person performs his nitya karma and amittika karmani, if he involves himself in panchamaha yajnas, then there is no bondage. Why? That will take grad, even though nitya amittika karmani themselves will not liberate a person. Even panchamaha yajnas themselves will not liberate a person definitely. But they will all contribute for tapping abundance of Bhagavan's grace. I tell you, to be born a human being on needs punyam. Having been born in this world, to be able to be exposed to the Shastra teaching, one needs punyam. To Shraddha in the Shastra, one needs punyam. To be able to understand the teaching, one needs punyam. Bhagavan's grace. I mean, punyam means grace, Bhagavan's grace. Without Bhagavan's grace, tena vina tanavapina chalati, nothing is possible without Bhagavan's grace. And to be able to listen to the teaching on his Bhagavan's grace. To be able to stumble upon a great teacher like Pujya Swamiji, we need Bhagavan's grace. To understand the teaching, we need Bhagavan's grace. And to be involved in Manam on his Bhagavan's grace. To have contemplative disposition on his Bhagavan's grace. To have ascendant vision on his Bhagavan's grace. To be able to enjoy the benefit of Jnanam, we need Bhagavan's grace. Throughout, we need grace, 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 abundance of grace. Such grace is effortlessly one can earn. Such a grace one can earn abundantly. If a person is Shraddha in the Shastram and Yajnarthat Karmanaha, person performs one's duties as worship of Ishvara. Bhagavad Aradhana Rupena Yadi Karma Karoti Tarihi Karma Bandha Nasti. Otherwise, all other people who involve themselves in other activities will be bound by karma. That is the teaching of this verse. So what Bhagavan says is, Bhagavan instructs Arjuna that it is very, Arjuna can thoughtfully, prudently avoid kami karmas. Avoid nishiddha karmas. He can avoid all those karmas, means he can involve himself only nitya amittika karmas, and which becomes the panchamaha yajnas. And when he lives a life of panchamaha yajnas, doing his nitya amittika karmani, the proper attitude, and without attachment to the results of actions, as Mukta Sangaha, then he can accomplish what he wants to accomplish. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Mukta Sangaha Samachara. Okay, next verse. So he says, so karma bandhanaha. Let us see this, the Bhashyam part. Karma bandhanam yasya saha ayam karma bandhanaha lokaha. Natu yajnathat. And karma is performed as an offering to Bhagavan, as worship for Bhagavan, there is no bondage. Otherwise, this world of people will be bound by karma. Ataha, therefore, tadartham means what? Yajnartham. Yajnartham means what? Ishwarartham. Bhagavadartham. He Kaunteya, karma mukta sangaha means what? Karma phala sanga varjitaha. Already explained to you. Mukta sangaha means as the one who is free from attachment. Karma phala sanga varjitaha. As the one who is devoid of attachment to the result of actions. Karma phala sanga varjita. As the one who is devoid of attachment to the result of actions. As the one who is free from the attachment to the result of actions means, as the one who is not dependent on results of actions for security or freedom. Karma pala sanga varjitaha san, remaining as the one who is free from attachment to the results of actions. Samachara means what? Nirvartaya. May you perform well. That's the main. Itaha cha adhikritena karma kartavyam. Next. Chakra Bhagavad Pada introduces the next itaha cha adhikritena karma kartavyam. Itaha cha means, itaha literally means from here. It's an indeclinable word which means from here. But here in this context, itaha cha means as the result of following the instruction. Karma kartavyam. Karma kartavyam means what? Understand, karma kartavyam, kartavyam should be performed, must be performed means nityam karma kartavyam. Nityam karma kartavyam, nitya naimittika karmani kartavyani. Arjuna, your ordained prescribed duties in terms of nitya naimittika karmani should be performed. Panchamaha yajna should be followed. By here, the question, adhikritena, adhikritena. Ali, I told you, adhikritaha is the one who has shraddha in the shastram, thereby who is eligible to, who is qualified to do what has been prescribed by the shastram. Adhikritena, as a person eligible for performing the ordained duties, as a person, as a qualified person, eligible for performing the ordained duties, prescribed duties by you, these nityamiti karmani should be performed. In keeping with one's ashrama, and keeping with one's varna, one's personal roles one has to play in life. He is adhikritaha. So in keeping with the adhikara, you do your duties. That's the meaning. In keeping with the adhikara, in keeping with the eligibility, in keeping with the qualification, knowing your prescribed duties, duty should be done by you. Yanitimiti karmani should be done by you. Okay? Because if you do, why you should do this? that is going to be explained. Why one should do one's nitya-nimittika karmani? Why one should do one's duties in keeping with the requirement of one's the roles one has to play? In keeping with the ashrama, in keeping with the varna, in keeping with the roles one has to play, why one should do one's duties. That's going to be explained in this following verse. By doing so, what happens? One can live one's life in harmony with the universal order. If we do not want to be disturbed by nature, we do not want to provoke the anger of Mother Nature, if you want to be peaceful, if you want your life to be harmonious, then you must not disturb the universal harmony. If you want to be peaceful, you want to have a life, harmonious life, peaceful life, then you must see that you do not disturb the universal harmony. If you do not want to disturb, you should not disturb the universal harmony means what? You should not disturb the universal natural moral law and order. We should not disturb the universal natural moral law and order. You must choicelessly live your life in harmony with the universal order. And to live your life in harmony with the universal order, you have to follow these Vedic instructions. That's how you have to avoid all pratishiddha karmas. To avoid pratishiddha karmas, what choice you have? You must involve yourself in nitya-nimittika karmani, which are niyata karmani, and which becomes a life of five forms of worship. And the first reason Bhagavan gives, saha yajna praja srishtva purovacha prajapatihi saha yajna praja srishtva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishyadham yeshavostvishta kamadhuk saha yajna praja srishtva purovacha prajapatihi anena prasavishyadvam yeshavostvishta kamadhuk. In this verse, 10th verse, Bhagavan again indirectly mentions the pravaha nityatvam of the Vedas. Veda Shastram has perennial eternity. The Veda Shastram Veda Shastram enjoys perennial eternity. It's a perennially eternal wisdom. That Veda Shastram being perennially eternal is indirectly mentioned here by Bhagavan, saying that Prajapatihi, Bhagavan says Prajapatihi, he is Brahma, the creator of the universe. Bhagavan as creator of the universe is Prajapatihi, the lord of beings, the Brahma. Pura Uvacha had said, Pura means before, long ago, means when. Pura means when? In the beginning of the creation. Every time after the dissolution, Mahapralaya, and now the period of Mahapralaya is over, when the new Srishti has to happen, every time in the beginning of the creation, Pura, and now Bhagavan is talking, but in the beginning of the creation of the universe itself, Prajapatihi Brahma Uvacha. What Bhagavan Prajapatihi say? Prajaha srishtva. Whom did he say to? Prajaha srishtva. Having created the beings, having created the beings, saha yajnaha, along with this knowledge of performance of rituals, along with all knowledge of the performance of rituals, they were what? Along with knowledge of the importance of living a life of panchamahayajnas. So sahayajnaha means along with five forms of worship. Having created the human beings, along other beings also, Bhagavan as the creator, Brahma Prajapati, had said, and what did he say? Anena prasavishyadham. Anena means, with this knowledge of yajnas, or with this yajna, prasavishyadham, literally means, may you deliver. May you deliver means what? May you get everything. May you get everything you wish. Prasavishyadham. Yeshaha vaha astu. Ishtakamadhuk astu. Yeshaha. May this yajna. May this yajna. May this knowledge of the performance of rituals, may this knowledge of living a life of panchamaha yajnas be ishtakamadug, or let this knowledge of panchamaha yajnas, knowledge of worship, five forms of worship, this, may this, even the worship in terms of yajna, ishtakamaduk astu, let it be ishtakamaduk. Ishta means desired. Kama means desire. Ishtakama means desired objects. And duk means that which milks. Let this yajna be the bestower, the fulfiller of all your wishes. Let this bless you with, let this be the one. The kama duk means kamadhenu. Kamadhenu, a celestial cow, is capable of fulfilling all one's, a celestial cow, Kamadhenu, is capable of fulfilling all one's wishes. Kalpaka vriksha, celestial tree, Kalpaka vriksha, celestial parijata tree is capable of fulfilling all your wishes if you sit under the tree. Like, so that which fulfills all your desires and wishes is kamadhuk, kamadhenu. And here, absolutely, jnanam is the kamadhuk, kamadhenu, ultimately. Because in the wake of the jnanam, you become absolutely free from the hold of desires. Therefore, being free from the hold of desires is as good as having all one's desires fulfilled. But here, relatively, this yajna is relatively ishtakamadhuk. Even though absolutely kamadhuk is jnanam, yajna is ishtakamadhuk. Ishtakamadhuk means ishtakamadhenu. So, dhuk literally means that which milks. So, figuratively, it implies yajna is that which blesses a person with the fulfillment of all one's wishes and desires, which blesses a person with the accomplishment of all Arthakama dharmas. In fact, you can include moksha also. How? Ishtakama means Chaturvidha Purusharta Pradayini Devi. No? Sarvartha Sadhika. We say Devi Sarvartha Sadhika. And here, Yajnahai Sarvartha Sadhikaha, Sadhakaha. That's why Ishtakamaduk means Sarvartha Sadhakaha Yajnaha. Devi Sarvartha Sadhika. So, once you follow this Panchamaha Yajnas, once you live life Panchamaha Yajnas, if you perform your Nityanaimittika Karmani, prescribed duties, knowing your roles, then it becomes what? Ishwara Aradhan. The life itself, if converted into worship, life of worship means you are tapping abundance of Bhagavan's grace. Once you have Bhagavan's grace, what is not possible? Anything is possible, everything is possible. Therefore, Kamadhuk means what? Ishtakamadhuk means as a result of abundance of Bhagavan's grace, all your wishes, all your desires become fulfilled. So if Arthakamas for living this life, you'll be blessed with Arthakamas for living this life. You'll be blessed with good, strong willpower, knowledge of right and wrong. And you'll be blessed with strength to live a life of Dharma. Thereby, you can have mental purification, mental steadiness. You can accumulate punyam to be eligible to enjoy even higher lokas. And you can have mental preparedness also. And thereby, this yajna will enable you to follow the discipline of Jnana Yoga. This yajna will enable you earn Bhagavan's grace to be blessed with the jnana to attain freedom. It is Sarvartha Sadhakaha Yajnaha Sarvartha Sadhika Devi Sarvartha Sadhakaha Yajnaha. Sarvartha Sadhakam actually Jnanam is Ishtaka, absolutely Ishtaka Madhuka. The moksha, which is the choiceless goal, Bhagavan Jnanam will bless you. But Yajnaha relatively Ishtaka Madhuka. Therefore, Ishtaka Madhuka. So, making use of this knowledge of rituals, making use of this knowledge of the importance of living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, strictly living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, which itself is Ishwara Aradhanam, may you have all your needs, all your desires, all your wishes fulfilled. So let this be a calm, wish fulfilling means for you. Ishta kamaduk astu yeshaha yajnaha. Anena prasavishyuddham. Come on, get everything fulfilled, accomplished, enjoyed with this. Making use of this yajna. This is the literal meaning of this verse. So, saha yajnaha. Saha yajnaha. See, the word dukh, no? Dukh is the dhatu. The verb is dogdhi. Dogdhi means milks. And the milked participle is what? Dugdham. The participle itself is used as a noun as milk. So, dugdham, milked participle. Dogdhi, milks. Dohaha, dohanam, milking. And milk is dugdham, isn't it? But here, இஷ்ட காமதுக்கு மீன்ஸ் சர்வார்த்த பிரதா சர்வா சர்வார்த்த பிரதாதா பகவான். சர்வார்த்த சாதக அர்த்த காம தர்ம மோக்ஷ சதுர்வித புருஷார்த்த பிரதஹ யஜ்ஞஹ. தட்ஸ் த மீனிங் ஹியர். எனிவே சக யஜ்ஞாஹ மீன்ஸ் யஜ்ஞ சகிதாஹ பிரஜாஹ. சோ த பீயிங்ஸ் ஹூ ஹவ் பீன் கிரியேட்டட் பை ஹூ ஹட் பீன் கிரியேட்டட் பை பிரம்மாஜி, how along with this yajnaha, along with the, see, yajnaha don't take only a ritual. Yajnaha anything you do with a proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan and for the sake of Bhagavan, ultimately to having Bhagavan as the priority, Bhagavan is the ultimate goal. It becomes worship. That is yajna. Any karma, you're brushing, you're yawning, you're washing, you're bathing, you're cleaning, you're walking, everything you do becomes what? That's why in Shiva Manasa Puja we say, everything I do is what? Bhagavan Siva only. Isn't it? I don't want to go and get that. Now Shiva Manasa Puja, beautifully we say, everything you do become Bhagavad Aradhanam. Then it is a yajna. All your duties you do, the profession, any professional duties you do for earning money is Bhagavan's Aradhanam. If you do it properly, in conformity with dharma, as an offering to Bhagavan, for the sake of Bhagavan, means having Bhagavan as your priority, as the ultimate goal. Therefore, saha yajnaha யஜ்ய சகிதாக பிரஜாக. பிரஜாக மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹூ ஆர் த பிரஜாக? பீப்புள் ஆஃப் த்ரீ குரூப்ஸ், த்ரீ கிளாஸஸ், த்ரயோவர்ணாக. த்ரயோவர்ணாக பிரஜாக, பீப்புள் ஆஃப் த்ரீ கிளாஸஸ். தாக சிருஷ்டுவா, அண்ட் ஹியர் ஹூ ஆர் த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் த்ரீ வர்ணாக? People who accept Veda Shastram as the Pramanam, and people who have Shraddha, tremendous unflinching Shraddha in the teachings of the Shastram, thereby who strictly prepared to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram with the tremendous reverence, and such people are, in keeping with the predominance of gunas, they are said to be people of three varnas. Here none is superior, none is inferior here. Brahmanaha, kshatriyaha, vaishyaha. What about shudraha? Shudraha not mentioned here because shudraha in this context, guna brahmanaha, guna kshatriyaha, guna vaishyaha are the people who have shraddha in the shastram, who have reverence for shastram, thereby who are prepared, the tremendous reverence, who are prepared to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, instructions, and who consider themselves to be adhikritaha, eligible to follow the duties ordained by the Shastram. Such people are here said to be people of three classes, trayaha varnaha. And the shudraha are not mentioned because shudraha are not here people by birth. Shudraha are the people who do not follow dharma, who do not have shraddha in the shastram, who don't accept shastram as the pramanam. They are shudraha. Therefore, they are not mentioned here. Okay. People of trayaha, trayovarnaha means people of three classes. Taha srishtva. So having, Srishtha means what now? Utpadya. Having brought into existence people of three classes, Pura means when? Sargadav. Sargadihi means in the beginning of creation. Sargasya adau. Sargaha is a pullinga shabdaha. Srishtihi is strilinga shabdaha. That's all the difference. So srishtehe adau. Sargasya adau. Sargadau, in the beginning of creation, vacha. Vacha is a lit rupam. The past perfect tense verb had said. What's the equivalent verb here? Uktavan asit. Bhagavan as creator Brahma had said. Prajapatihi. Lord of beings is the creator of beings. Prajanam srashta. Srashtru shabdaha. Namadika srashta. Prajanam srashta. Creator of beings, the Lord of beings, Prajapatihi, had said in the beginning of creation, having created all the beings along, beings of people of three classes, along with this worship in the form of performing Nityanaimittika karmas, in the form of Panchamahayagyas. Yajna sahitaha. So yajna means what here? All one's duties, what all a human being has to do choicelessly in conformity with one's varna, ashrama and one's roles one has to play. They all, they're known as Panchamaha Yajnaha. So Prajaha, Trayovarnaha, I already explained to you. Srishtva, Utpadya, Bhagavan said. What Bhagavan say? Uktavan, Anena Yajnena, Prasavishyadvam. So, the word prasavishyadvam is imperative verb. So, may you all get delivered to you. Nowadays, not door delivery. People, you make a phone call, Tesco's, you know, all the shops, they do door delivery. Even medical shops, they do door delivery. You order, place the order, they get delivered at the doorstep. Like the Bhagavan says, now use this. Use this yajna as a means of getting everything you need delivered at the doorstep. Understand? Prasavishyadvam. So that is what the prasavaha literally means delivered. But here it means vriddhihi. Vriddhihi means utpattihi, production. Vriddhihi means growth, expansion. Expansion, growth, production, you can say prosperity. Tam kurudvam. So may you do the expansion of your requirements. May you do the production of everything that you need for living this life. And may you ultimately accomplish what you need to accomplish by living this life. For living this life, whatever you need, may you get them provided to you. And by living this life, whatever you need to accomplish, may you get that also accomplished. That is the meaning. Utpattihi tam kurudvam. See, kurudvam prasavishyadvam. Imperative verbs. Now, yeshaha yajnaha. Yeshaha yajnaha. Vaha. Vaha means what? Yushmakam. So, yeshaha yajnaha is equal to nityanaimittika karmani. performing them with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, as a worship of Bhagavan, ultimately for Bhagavan, having Bhagavan as the priority, is what yajna. Vaha for you, ushushmakam, asmakam for us, yushmakam for you, yushmakam, astu bhavatu. Let this yajna be for all of you. What now? Ishtakamadhuk. Ishta is equal to ishtan, means abhipretan, so desired. The objective plural, ishtan means abhipretan. Kama is equal to kaman. Ishtan, abhipretan, kaman, phala viseshan. So varieties of specific results, desired by you. So may you get all the results, desired results. May you get all the desired specific results by grace of Bhagavan. By living a life of Panchamaha Yajnas. That is the meaning here. And this Yajna is Ishtakamadhuk because Dogdhi iti Ishtakamadhuk. Dogdhi is a verb. Gachati patati like that. Dogdhi means milks. So the Yajna milks. Yajna is the cow which milks the fulfillment of your wishes, the desires. Accomplishment of desired results. So Ishtakamadhuk should be, somebody take it literally, Ishtakamadhuk figuratively means it's the bestower of all your desired results of actions, desired goals, desired ends for living this life and also for fulfilling the purpose of living this life also. So, sarvartha sadhakaha yajnaha, chaturvida purushartha sadhakaha yajnaha. Therefore, may you do this. May you live a life of karma yoga. Living a life of karma yoga is nothing but doing one's prescribed duties in terms of nityamitika karmani, which is nothing but living a life of panchamaha yajnas, which is a clean, dharma-governed, Bhagavan-filled, grace-earning way of life. So, now the question comes, katham, how can we understand this living a life of panchamaha yajnas will bless us with the fulfillment of all our desires and desired goals, desired ends? That is explained in the following verse. Katham devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantu vaha parasparam bhavayantaha shreyah paramavapsyatha devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantu vaha parasparam bhavayantaha shreyah paramavapsyatha. So here, devan bhavayata. So all these devas, May you bhavayata means may you respectfully, with reverence, worship those devas. Worshipping devas means propitiating devas. How anena? So by living a life of worship, anena means by living a life of worship, by living a worshipful life, by living a life of karma yoga, by living a worshipful life, by living a life of karma yoga, by following panchamaha yajnas, anena, with this, okay, by this, te devaha vaha bhavayantu. So may you propitiate all the devatas, may you please them, express your reverence for them, offer oblations to the performance of rituals. The word bhavayantu is a very expressive word. Bhavayantu. So bhavayata. Devan bhavayata. Devan bhavayata means what? May you meditate on devas. May you worship devas. May you think of devas. May you perform rituals, offer oblations to devas. May you please devas. So all these together can say, may you propitiate devas. How? Anena. By propitiating devas, anena, by the propitiation of devas, te devaha, those devas also, vaha bhavayantu, may those devas also in return propitiate you. So devas also bless you with the fulfillment of all your wishes and needs. They will please you as well. So may te devaha vaha bhavayantu. So in reciprocation, may those devas, let those devas propitiate you. So propitiation is mutual here. So who devaha? Every natural phenomenon which is effulgent, which is shining, who has the status of being existent, is looked upon as manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of consciousness. Then the phenomenon is no more looked upon as a bundle of energy, an inert energy. Every phenomenon is looked upon as manifestation of Ishvara, the knowledge. Then revered, the expression of reverence is what? Devaha, divyati iti devaha. Every phenomenon in the Vedic tradition, amazing. The most beautiful thing of Vedic tradition is we do not look at anything as inert matter. Nothing in the world is looked upon as inert bundle of energy. No. That is the perception of a scientist, naturalist. In the perception of Vedanti, everything is reflection of consciousness, manifestation of consciousness. Everything is knowledge. And Bhagavan Pujya Swamiji, my God, when he talks about Ishvara, I wonder, I literally cried in the class, one class, when he explained his devas. Because his tears rolled down helplessly. I became so because the way he appreciated it. Every phenomenon, there's no inner thing in the world. Everything is manifestation of every natural phenomenon. Is manifestation of knowledge, therefore it shines. Therefore it is devaha. Parvata devata, giri devata, akasha devata, vayu devata, vana devata, prithvi devata. Everything is devata here. So Indra devata, Varuna devata, vayu devata, agni devata, we have only devatas. There's nothing which is inert here. Everything is knowledge. Therefore, the word devaha is a beautiful word. So may you propitiate all these devas, known as Indraha, Varunaha, Vayuhu, Agni, etc. How? By performing rituals, by offering oblations. It means what? By living a worshipful life. Don't think you have to really literally kindle fire and offer oblations also. That's one way of worshipping. That is Deva Yajna. But if you follow, if you live a life of Panchamaha Yajnas, that is how you live strictly a life in tune with the universal order. Thereby you nourish the devatas. So Devan Bhavayata, may you propitiate those devas. Anena te devaha vaha bhavayantu. May those devas also in reciprocation propitiate you. Parasparam bhavayantaha, mutually propitiating. Finally, by the grace of those devatas, the grace of Bhagavan, may you will have the mental preparedness, antakarna shuddhihi, antakarna naishchalyam, and this approaching right teacher, and the shraddha in the shastram, and also what? Param shayaha vapsyata. Finally, going to discipline of Shravanam and Nidhyasanam, param shayaha avapsyata, may you attain the absolute good, the absolute goal of moksha. Attaining which everything else becomes attained, accomplished, that absolute goal, absolute end, param shayaha moksha. May you avapsyata, may you will attain avapsyata. So, paraspara bhavanam means mutual propitiation will result in the attainment of paramshayaha. Paramshayaha avapsyata, may you attain the absolute goal. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.